counts now. Hi, my name is Paul DiCarlo, and I'm the inventor of the Bitcoin sensor. So, if you guys aren't familiar, Bitcoin is a virtual currency that's traded online 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, on a variety of different exchanges in various different countries. You'll notice here at Bitcoin Wisdom, we can see the price of Bitcoin, and it's changing pretty much every second here. We can see its current value in US dollars, Chinese currency, as well as euros and Canadian and Russian. So currently we're looking at a value of $604, which we're reflecting onto our device here, the Bitcoin sensor. So how this works, it's a device built using the Linkit One board provided by Seed Studio. This is a really cool device that gives you onboard Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, it even gives you GSM capabilities to speak over cellular networks, and can interact with any of the Seed Studio peripherals. So if you're looking to connect to devices like the LCD screen you see here, it's very easy to get that up and running. So the project has a homepage on hackster.io. So if you head there, you can check out the Bitcoin sensor, where we describe in detail how the project works. Specifically, what it does is we use an accumulator to calculate a moving average of the price of Bitcoin over time. And that's plotted down here. You'll see we have the current price, which is $602.79, with a moving average of 601.74. Then what we do is compute something called a volatility index. This tells us whether the price is moving very fast in regards to the previously seen averages. So with this, we can set off an alarm to produce an audible tone whenever the volatility index exceeds a full percent. So if the price of Bitcoin were to change a full 1%, approximately $6, during the polling period, which is about 30 seconds, we would hear an audible tone from the device. So you'll see our color has been changing here as we've been looking at this, and that indicates that in the last 30 seconds poll that the price of Bitcoin has gone down just a little bit. So we're currently looking at a 0.15% volatility index, which really isn't all that high. That means the value is staying pretty stable at this time. But you might wonder what could happen if it doesn't. So of course, all of this code is online. You can find the Bitcoin sensor GitHub repository, and you can clone this code and flash it to your board. It supports a variety of different devices at this time, including the Linkit One that we showed earlier, and the Intel Edison. So what about this volatility, and how useful is a product like this? Back in December of 2014, while attending a hackathon in Miami, I had the device connected in my hotel room for whatever reason, because I was traveling, wanted to keep track of my Bitcoin investment, and I was awoken in the middle of the night. It was very, very late, I want to say about 1 a.m., with a beep sort of like what you're listening to right now. And that sound was actually going off due to Microsoft announcing adoption of Bitcoin, which was causing a surge in the price at that time. So I want to say the price of Bitcoin went up about $50 on that day, just on that adoption. So this is really cool. So you can think about this. The usefulness of a tool like this is that not only can you build it with a variety of just off-the-shelf components, and as you can see here, we've kind of made this into a kit that has some whimsical look to it, but you can track the value of your Bitcoins in real time, and so you don't have to really worry about whether your investment's going to the moon or whether you're going to be catching a falling knife anytime soon. So that's the Bitcoin sensor, and I hope that you guys really enjoy this. And if you're looking to build one of your own, just feel free to grab our article on hackster.io, clone the code on GitHub, and build one for your own. Cheers, and happy hacking.
Oh my gosh! My Bitcoins, they're going